Greg Ehrenberg here from Odd Shop. We're talking about the best bets from Saturday's MLB action. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment. I really, really do like to hear from you guys. I want to know what you are betting on today. And if you have some bets that win, I like to give out free subscriptions to our betting Discord channel. So leave a comment below if any of those bets win. I like to shout people out on the next day. But I need those comments to respond. They haven't been quite as many of them lately as it was last week. Let's get those back up. I want to know your best bets, and I'll engage with you below. If it's a good bet, I'll let you know. If it's a bad bet, I might pretend it's a good bet. But please, leave a comment below. To start off my bets, I'm going with the best dong pick of the day. I'm going to go right back to somebody I went with yesterday in Wander Franco. Now, I know he didn't homer yesterday, so, you know, maybe not the best look in the world to go right back to the well with somebody who was a losing bet yesterday, but I think I want to keep going to Franco until he homers, especially considering his current odds, because we're getting really long odds now, plus 900 on Wander Franco to homer, and this is one of the best young hitters in baseball, the consensus top prospect in baseball. And if you look at Franco's numbers this year, you know, maybe a little underwhelming with a 109 WRC plus, but still, that's above average for a hitter. We're getting long odds. He's in Camden Yards, which, while it is a pitcher-friendly park given the new dimensions of the stadium, the weather is really heating up on the East Coast. And anybody who's living in the Northeast or the East area knows this. We're expected to get temperatures 90 to 100 degrees over the next few days. And this should lead to more offense, more homers. And already as is, we're starting to see the homers pick up around baseball. That game yesterday between the Cubs and the Diamondbacks finished with something like 10 homers hit. We had Josh Rojas, who had hit zero homers for the entire season entering yesterday, ended up hitting three. So I think we're going to start to see homers pick up. And this is a good time to attack some talented hitters with longer odds. So Wander Franco plus 900. I'm betting on the talent here. You never want to pass up a chance for free money, especially in the industry that we're in. The best way to build up your bankroll is taking advantage of any kind of deposit or new signup offers, and that is what BetMGM is doing, because they're giving away $200 for free when you sign up for the first time using our promo code OSMLB or using the link in the description box below. All you have to do is bet $10 on any MLB money line, and they'll give you $200 for free when you sign up using our promo code OSMLB. Take advantage of this offer. Help build your bankroll. It's $200 for free. You can't go wrong with it. Even though I like the odds on Wander Franco to go yard today, I kind of have reason to like the pitcher going against him in Kyle Bradish for the Orioles. And it's mostly just because I'm looking at strikeouts here, and he is plus 112 to have over 4.5 strikeouts. Now, Kyle Bradish, I don't know that he's going to be a great big league pitcher, but from what we've seen from him so far, he has the potential to generate strikeouts. In his last two starts, he has struck out 6 and 11 hitters, and those were both against pretty difficult offenses, one being against the Yankees, and the matchup against the Cardinals was the one he struck out 11 hitters. So we look at Bradish overall for the year. Sure, he has an ERA north of 5, but who cares how many runs he gives up as long as he generates strikeouts? And that's one thing we've seen him able to do to this point. 25.3% K rate in the big leagues. And then you look at his minor league numbers this year, 29.8% strikeout rate. Last year in the minor leagues, 27.8% strikeout rate. So this is a guy every level of baseball he's pitched at, he's generated strikeouts. And that's what we're looking here for Kyle Bradish. The number's only 4.5. It's plus money on the over. I like taking advantage of that because I do think this number should be more in the 5.5 range. So give me over 4.5 Ks for Kyle Bradish. One of the pitcher breakouts that I certainly did not see coming this year was Kyle Wright, who was formerly one of the top pitching prospects in baseball, but never really found success at the big league level. That is until this year. And we're getting Kyle Wright over under 5.5 strikeouts when we have him projected over at Odd Shopper for 7.1 strikeouts. We actually have the over hitting 73% of the time in this prop. And Kyle Wright, just across the board, has been a really solid pitcher. To the point where he's kind of mixed himself into the Cy Young conversation. 2.79 ERA. The strikeouts, which is what we care most about here, have been really strong. 29.2% K rate. He's a pretty favorable pitching matchup here against the Miami Marlins, something else that kind of lends itself towards more strikeouts and the reason why we have the over hitting here 73% of the time. But given what we've seen from Kyle Wright, I just don't think he ever warrants having a strikeout prop of only 5.5. His strikeouts by start this year, 9, 8, 11, 9, 6. He does have a couple in there with a 4 and a 3. But overall, that means he's hit the over in this number in 5 of his 7 starts. So I don't see any reason to think that Kyle Wright is going to decline anytime soon. The main reason for his breakout, I just think, is increased velocity. He's always had good stuff, but now it appears he has great stuff. Last year, for instance, 93.7 average fastball velocity. This year, he's up to 95.4. I think that's what we could point to. and really think that's benefited Kyle Wright to becoming a top of the rotation starter. So I buy into his early season success. I think he's going to keep it going. Give me over 5.5 strikeouts for Kyle Wright. To sum it all up, these are the three bets that I am placing for tonight's MLB slate. Wander Franco plus 900 to homer. These are the longest odds I've ever seen on Franco to go yard. Then we also have Kyle Bradish over 4.5 strikeouts. That's at plus money. And then Kyle Wright over 5.5 strikeouts against the Miami Marlins. These three bets all bring a good value, but not as good value as free money, which you could get over at BetMGM if you sign up using our promo code OSMLB. All you have to do is sign up using our promo code or using the link in the description box below. And then if you bet $10 on any MLB money line, you're going to get $200 in your pocket for free on your way out. Like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and leave a comment below. I really want to hear from you guys. What are your favorite bets of the day? And it could be anything. Player prop, game prop, no run first inning. Let me know below. Good luck tonight.